Well, good morning. It is Monday, and it's, what, August 15th, if I recall? Let's celebrate birthdays and anniversaries with our friends and neighbors, brought to you by Papa Murphy's in Pendleton and Hermiston, where you get a large Yeehaw pizza for only $13. This is half Hawaiian, half cowboy. Well, dipping into the birthday list here for August 15th, happy birthday to Sam Loftus. And Sam, we're going to drop your name into the 10-gallon hat, reach in, and, well, obviously you're the winner. Happy birthday, Sam. Sam Loftus, you can pick up your Papa Murphy's certificate for a family-sized take-and-bake pizza at our Pendleton studios at your convenience, or let us know if you'd like to mail it to you. If you or someone in the neighborhood you know is having a birthday or anniversary, let us know by email, kuma@elkhornmediagroup.com. Or by phone, 541-276-1511. The name you send us could be the next one we draw out of the 10-gallon hat.
This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Breaking news, engaging talk, news that affects you. The KUMA Coffee Hour, brought to you by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290 KUMA and FM 96.5.
And the KUMA Coffee Hour this morning is coming your way for a Monday morning. My guest this morning is Tricia Mooney, superintendent of the Hermiston School District. And that conversation will begin right after this.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA Nashville singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore. Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox. Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It is Monday, August 15th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Joining me in studio this morning is Tricia Mooney, superintendent of the Hermiston School District. And Tricia, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. I can't believe that we're in back-to-school mode. Did a little back-to-school shopping this weekend, and prices have gone up a little bit since I went to school.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I start the back-to-school countdowns at the end of the school year, so I've been on the countdown since June, and this morning before I came this way to be with you, I got to welcome all of our new teachers into the district. So we have our new teachers in Hermiston today that have started off with, they have a week of training and HR, you know, all the paperwork, all the things you have to do to start a new job. But our new teachers are here today. So it is back to school time. I'm very excited.
Well, yeah. And we're going to obviously talk about the upcoming school year and all that there is to talk about with the Hermiston School District, starting with tomorrow and Thursday, our school registration support days. Tell us what that means.
So this summer, actually, for the upcoming school year, we have transitioned our student information system from PowerSchool to Synergy. So Hermiston has been PowerSchool District for a lot of years. Probably when we first, I think we switched from LBM back in the day with the computer screens that we played Oregon Trail on.
Right.
Then we switched to PowerSchool. So we've been a PowerSchool district for a while, and our IT staff has been working for well over a year on the data transfer and all of that that happens behind the scenes for us to get ready for the upcoming school year with Synergy. And we had a couple of days last week and this week again, tomorrow and on Thursday, there is in-person support at the district office from 12 to 8. So we'll have staff available for families that need to come in and need some help with registration, whether it is we need a computer, we need internet, have some questions that need to be answered, new students to the district. And that process can be actually completed online. There was a mailer that went out. If families lost their letter and need their code, they can call the district office and get that information and be able to go through the registration process at home, but also can come to the district office for help. And just as a reminder, all students have to be registered at the start of the school year. That's the way for us as a district to finalize our classes, know that how many students we have coming, make sure that we have, you know, the right number of sections per classes. It's also the way I guess students get assigned to classes, and that we send that information to Mid-Columbia Bus Company, and that's how they build their bus routes. So it is important that every student go through that registration process.
A lot of moving parts, obviously, in that.
A lot of moving parts.
And go through the schedule of the new school year, beginning for the schools, starting with when freshmen should show up.
Yeah, so we will have a freshman orientation that is actually Friday, August 26th is that first day for freshmen, and then first day of school for all of our students, 6-12. So our secondary students, all 6-12 students, will start on August 29th, that Monday. And then on Tuesday, September 6th, the day after Labor Day, is the first day of school for our K-5 students. We pushed that back a week this year just with the opening of two new buildings, knowing that a lot more needs to go into getting our schools ready and having teachers be ready in their classrooms and all of those pieces as we transition into two new elementary buildings. So those are the big days coming up for kids.
And there is a deadline for registering to participate in fall sports, with the first deadline coming up Wednesday. Could you go into detail about what documents they need and how the kids can register?
Yeah, so to sign up to play a fall sport, stop by the high school or the middle school, Sandstone and Armand Larvey, for our fall sport athletes for our middle schools. So stop by the high school or the middle school. There are some forms kids need to have a physical, a current physical, and those are good for 2 years. So if a student got a physical last year, they might not necessarily need one this year. But if you're unsure, we have record of those things in the athletic office. Some insurance information, those pieces of information that we need for kiddos who are going to start sports here in this fall. I can't believe that it's that time of the year.
Again, so much going on right now and getting ready to go back to school. The Umatilla County Fair last week saw lots of Hermiston FFA and 4-H members participating. Explain what they gained from those experiences.
You know, I grew up being a 4-H kid, and I'll say from my own experience, my kids were 4-H and FFA kids, and being out at the fair, being able to watch our kids, it's not just about the project and the fair. It's about what they learn along the way, that sense of responsibility, the camaraderie they're around other kids with like interest, hard work. They learn the value of hard work, because having an animal definitely is a lot of hard work. It's not as easy as one might think, getting that project ready. And you know, on the last day, on sale day, and I will say this, that the Umatilla County Fair sale this year broke $1 million in sales for our kids. And I think last year it was just under 800,000. So our community in Umatilla County shows up for our kids. And that sale is a culmination of a lot of hard work for our kids. But in that aspect, it's a culmination for our kids. But what a highlight for our community that they show up for our kids over and over and break records over and over supporting our kids. And I just can't be thankful enough for our business partners and individuals that come out to support our kids. I had the opportunity, Jake Bacon and I actually were at the sale for a little bit on Friday, calling bids, and I'm not sure that we're the best at it. We had fun. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to be involved and support our kids. And again, thank you to all of those that support our kids.
I won't embarrass you and ask you to auction an item or anything off of here. I do want to ask, though, and it may be too early, so but do you know how some of the kids did at the Umatilla County Fair?
I don't have individual names and placings and things like that off the top of my head. I know that when you look across the board, and obviously Hermiston, we're larger, so we have more kids that participate both in 4-H and FFA, but it is amazing to see how kids from different school districts and different FFA chapters and 4-H clubs come together that one time of the year and make great memories. So neat opportunity for all of our kids.
All right. Well, Tricia Mooney, Superintendent, Hermiston School District, is my guest this morning. We're going to take a quick break, come back, continue our conversation right after these words.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Ron Iverson and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I was getting a corticosteroid shot every 6 months, and I wanted to find another solution, something that brought healing to the body. I've had a total of 4 treatments in 2 sessions. The pain is gone. The inflammation is way down. Everything is better. If you are suffering from chronic pain, I would recommend that you give this a try.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Every year, the City of Pendleton and the city's transit contractor Elite Taxi adjust their routes to accommodate free bus rides to and from our popular summer destination sites like the Aquatic Center and Splash Pad. Letter Bus Transit runs Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. For route and schedule information, go to the City of Pendleton website. Letter Bus Transit, brought to you by the City of Pendleton and Elite Taxis. Ride the bus.
Need a new sink? Did you know Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton has a variety of sinks to choose from? Here's Terry to tell you more.
We have double basin sinks. We have single basin sinks. We have mostly your utility type sinks.
Want a special sink? They can do that too.
That catalog that they can look up through True Value, and also if they find something online, we could try our best to get it.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
Watch rising stars of the LPGA as the Epson Tour journeys to Pendleton for the Wild Horse Ladies Golf Classic. Join us August 29th through September 4th when over 140 professional golfers from around the world compete for a spot in the LPGA. We're honored to host the Wild Horse Ladies Golf Classic and Epson Tour. Now is your chance to cheer on talented professional golfers on their way to the LPGA. August 29th through September 4th. Tickets on sale now. Visit wildhorseresort.com.
Who will take care of your funeral arrangements? You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin, and let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Tricia Mooney, Superintendent of the Hermiston School District, continuing our conversation this morning. And I know the Hermiston School District won a financial award recently. Let us know what the award is for and how hard your staff works to get things right.
So, again, a shout out to really Katie Soller, Director of Business Services, and the entire business department. But this is the 16th year in a row that our comprehensive financial report for our fiscal year, actually, which ended June 30th of 2021, qualified for the Government Finance Officers Association Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting. So a lot of words to say that it's about their due diligence and attention to detail and making sure they have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and all the supporting document with all of the financial reporting that is done. And it is no small task, and they, you know, that is a year-long process with them going through that. It isn't just at the end of the year that process starts with them making sure that they've got everything in order. So huge shout out to Katie Saul, who does an amazing job for the Hermiston School District.
Omar Medino, I hope I'm saying that correct, is the HHS girls soccer team's new coach. Talk about his background and why he was selected for the job.
So, yes, Omar Medina works for the Hermiston School District in his day job as well. He actually is a social worker for us. And when we went through, Omar was working for us as a high school success coach, and he has his social work certificate. That's actually how he went to school to do, is to be a social worker. And it was a great opportunity for us to morph his position, if you will, into something a little bit different. He leads our social work team. So we are fortunate enough to have three social workers in the Hermiston School District, and he leads that team for us during the day. But he has been an assistant soccer coach for us in Hermiston for a number of years. And as we had an opening in girls soccer, it just made sense for Omar to transition right in that, with his history and with the soccer program and his knowledge and experience in the game, that was an easy transition. The girls were used to working with Omar as a member of the coaching staff. So really exciting to get girls soccer underway as one of our fall sports that's kicking off here.
And, you know, summer is rapidly going away, back to school and so on, but recap how the summer programs have gone.
Yes, and I'll say this week it's a little warm, so it isn't going to feel like summer's gone away, I don't think, for us this week. But we were able this summer to, again, offer a comprehensive summer program at the elementary level. So for our students and families, it was a 7-to-7 program, really. Students had the opportunity to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner at that program. There were a variety of experiences, experiential learning, field trips, things like that. We partnered again with our high school athletic programs, and so those athletic camps happened during the summer program as well to give our students those opportunities. And as we transition to the time that our teachers are getting ready for school, we handed the baton off, if you will, to Champions, that has taken that full day program on. And still this week, Champions is in Hermiston School District schools, but on August 22nd, so next week, when we actually have all of our staff come back, Champions will move up to EOTech. We'll still be able to offer that program for our elementary students through September 2nd, which is the Friday before school starts for our elementary kids. So we want to make sure that we have a place for our kids to be that is structured and adult supervision, safe place for our kids to be during the day all summer. We know that we have a number of families that work in agriculture, and we really wanted to make sure that there's an opportunity for our kids to be in a safe environment and three meals during the day if they need that. There are parents that don't that pick up their students earlier depending on what work schedule or other schedules happen, but our staff again went above and beyond and offered an amazing program to our kids. We're really excited to be able to partner with our community.
That's awesome. Now, Tricia, what are the issues you are facing with the start of a new school year?
Obviously, we are getting ready for opening two new buildings. So in similar to when, I guess, you build a new home, there are things, you find details, things that still need to be fixed when you're moving in, and we're going to be in that boat. We know that there's been, not unique to these construction projects, I think across the country, we're dealing with supply and demand issues. So we have some, you know, there are pieces and parts that we're going to have to say, how are we going to, you know, Band-Aid this right now until we get that final part that we need for whatever that is for a while. We were a little concerned about windows, but we got the glass. So things are really coming together, I think, from that aspect with our new buildings. And we are now moving dirt and underway with the project at Hermiston High School. So we're still going to be in some construction projects, I think. So I have those pieces locally. One of the things that I guess weighs on my mind as a superintendent, and I think superintendents across the state, as we come into the legislative session and wondering what school funding is going to look like when the Student Success Act passed and K-12 schools were given the student investment account dollars to make investments, you know, different investments for our kids and things that we knew would really enhance the programs and are necessary, social emotional learning, health and safety, those pieces, enhanced class opportunities, really keeping an eye on that, because a concern of mine has been all along that the student investment account is going to be used to backfill the state school fund, and those investments that we've made for kids that we know are good for kids in enhanced education might go away if what the state is going to do is use the student investment account to backfill the state school fund. So that continues to be one thing that definitely stays on my mind all the time. And as we have opportunities to have conversations with our legislators, just to make sure that we know that we're investing in education
to provide the services that our students need and deserve.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back with more right after this.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walla Walla Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking, fly Walla Walla. It works.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that can be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in and stop in often as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook and remember all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with my guest, Tricia Mooney, superintendent of the Hermiston School District. What's the latest report from the construction of the two elementary schools? I know you talked a little bit about that in the last segment, but what else can you add?
If you drive by in the last week, there's been a lot of sod that's gone in. So they're really starting to look like elementary buildings. We do have, there's some exterior work that is still being done. And, you know, even looking at the outside and then walking in the inside, we are ready for kids. And they're still going to be, you know, we're going to be putting books on shelves. We're going to have those things going on. But we are going to be ready for kids. We're going to be finishing up some things here and there. We know that. But so excited to have kids in those buildings, which will really change things. And they are beautiful buildings. We had the opportunity to share the buildings at Loma Vista and Rocky Heights with the staff at the end of last week in anticipation of them moving in this week and working in their classroom. So really excited to share that with our community. And I will say August 30th is the open house ribbon cutting for Rocky Heights and August 31st for Loma Vista, both of those at 6 o'clock those nights. So excited to share those buildings with the community.
I wanted to just go back for a second regarding the withdrawing the school districts. Will it need to be tweaked further as the new school year starts?
At this point, We don't see a need necessarily to tweak the boundaries, but obviously what happens is even with the best laid plans, and if we were to be able to have the exact same number of students at each building, they probably aren't going to be evenly distributed by grade. So we always are going to have to look at those, class sizes, things like that, where we can allow transfers, and we want to support families where we can allow transfers. So at this point, it doesn't look like we're going to have to adjust the boundaries for this year at all, but as Hermiston continues to grow, we also know that going through that process wasn't the last time that was going to be done.
Do you have a progress report on the construction of the Think Big space from Amazon Web Services?
Yes, so that space actually is completed. We're finished with it. We've got the keys. We're putting some furniture in, tables, chairs, things like that, but really excited to be able to share that space. That space will be in two parts. There's a part that will serve our elementary students on a rotational basis, if you will. Kids will come in and engage in some learning activities. And then there's another side that will be a progression of classes, really, at the high school level. So Mr. John Fisher will be moving from Hermiston High School. He was teaching CAD at Hermiston High School, and he will be up at the Think Big space working with our high school students specifically.
And any other specifics exactly what the facility will do for Hermiston School District students?
I think hands-on opportunities with technology and a way for kids to, we're looking at those future-focused problem-solving skills, things like that. So just a different way for kids to learn and interact with technology and solve problems.
And you have quite a few support-related job openings in the district. How important is it that these positions be filled, and how can people apply?
So application is online on the Hermiston School District website. And I'll say that as of today, we were 100% staffed with our licensed teaching positions, but we know that a lot of our licensed teachers, when we're looking across the country at what we're dealing with in education, that we have some of our classified staff members that we have worked with to be able to fill licensed teaching positions, some of those on emergency licenses. And we have staff members that are going to school that we're supporting in their pathway to become a teacher. So definitely we will feel the shortage of classified staff members. And anyone that is looking for a position, definitely reach out to the Hermiston School District office, either in person or online, and the application's available there.
All right. Got about a minute left here. I wanted to ask you just some final things that you've been involved in as well as the district. And that is, I guess you guys recently had a retreat.
The board did have a retreat in July and had a lot of really good conversation about who we are as a district and to set the stage going forward. And one of the things, the really exciting things that came out of that retreat is an updated vision statement. So the board adopted that updated vision statement as future focused, building knowledge and skills for tomorrow, really looking at how are we as a district looking at where we are today and growing for tomorrow. So no longer striving to be premier. We are future focused, building knowledge and skills for tomorrow. I'm really excited about the conversations the board has and their willingness to really engage and take the time and talk about how we serve kids and how we serve our community. And shout out to our school board that put in a couple of days worth of work.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back tomorrow.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.
Nothing is changed.